It was 1956 that the roots of what's now known as OmniPlan started here. Harrell and Hamilton Architects were responsible for a lot of really fantastic buildings, not the least of which is North Park Center. But they grew into OmniPlan, and now they've been involved in all the new buildings that are around, the Dallas Holocaust Museum and Liberty Mutual's building out in West Plano. They got a lot of new projects that they're still working on. In a good economy, Tim Pausright joined the company 34 years ago as a CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
So when was the transition from Harrell and Hamilton into OmniPlan?
About 1970. They transitioned from the partner model to more of a corporate model.
And the rest is history. But is this, I mean, this really is a very dynamic community right now, but I guess it's been like that for a long time. How do you get to build all the neat buildings that you build? Is it good ideas on your part or deep pockets on the part of the people that are paying for them?
Well, we've got some great clients. We have a great real estate industry here in Dallas, and we have a lot of talented architects in this town. And so, we compete with one another on a friendly basis, and we get our share, and we're thrilled to be able to do that.
But it's got to be affordable, isn't it? I mean, that's what I always hear from the people paying the bills. Oh, you know, architects came up with this great idea, but we could never build it.
Well, sure, it has to be affordable. I think more importantly, it's got to be strategic. It's got to, have a really great investment return. It's got to have something unique about the project that sets it apart. We have to get more product on the land as the land ever gets ever more expensive here in town. We've got to create places that people want to gather and spend time at.
And the construction techniques and the construction materials keep changing. I'll never forget, I think Bryan Tower downtown was probably the first reflective glass building I ever saw in my life. And that seemed to be the norm for a while.
Yeah. Well, we went through the reflective glass phase. We've had a recent example of when glass is too reflective at Museum Tower. We've all learned a lot from that. Buildings now are much more concerned with energy savings and sustainable materials, concerned about, fitting with their neighborhoods. I think there's a lot more consciousness and awareness of fitting into the neighborhood and being a good neighbor as opposed to building a monument.
Does an architect, when you sit down, do you think, what is this thing going to look like 30 years from now? And is it, I think about the evolution of Republic Bank Tower, which I think Harrell and Hamilton was involved in, but it was really sort of leading edge of the 50s, and it was an eyesore and sort of laughable in the 80s, and now it's back sort of kitsch again.
Yeah, it's a cool building. Sure, we think a long time in the future about what our buildings are going to look like, how they're going to function. I mean buildings are fundamentally very, very expensive. They're capital intensive. And we've got an obligation as architects to get it right and to create something that will endure.
We've really enjoyed the Dallas Holocaust Museum, and I know that's some of your work. I'm curious, do you start with the inside and then wrap it with a building on the outside? Because something like that has to flow, and you got to go from exhibit to exhibit. And I would think that you would have to design around something like that.
That's very insightful, and that's exactly what happened. In fact, we had the good fortune on that project to find that the client had hired the exhibit designer before they hired us. And we were able to form a relationship with that exhibit designer, and we basically put a building around the story that they wanted to tell. And, that's a methodology we use in a lot of our buildings. What's the story that the client or the organization or the wants to tell, and how do we put a building around that?
I love some of the old buildings that are being reused and purposed. And I, for the life of me, I never could figure out. I heard all this talk about the Magnolia Petroleum building. I said, I don't remember the Magnolia Petroleum. It's always KLIF was forever. That's that corner, that triangle down there. Right. You're working on that.
Yeah, what a great building. It's a small building, but such an important part of the history of downtown, that iconic sort of a flat iron-shaped building that used to be a gas station for Magnolia and had KLIF in it back when I was a kid. And so we were able to work on that and a number of other buildings within a block or two of there and kind of bring them back to life really reestablish that precinct of downtown and something viable and vibrant.
You know, as you were growing up in this city, you're probably like I am, and you watched the Build Valley View. And it started as Sears, and then all the other stuff built around it, and it was the center of the universe. Yeah. And now, of course, it's all gone. What do you got to put there?
Well, we have envisioned, we have designed, we've created the zoning for a 450-acre mixed-use district that is much larger than the historic Valley View Mall property. It includes the Valley View Mall property, but quite a bit of other acreage moving to the west towards the Galleria. We have designed a new network of streets, a new network of parks, a flexible zoning platform, and really continue to work with developers on different proposals for buildings. I'm confident that will be a satellite downtown one of these days.
Are you the common thread through that? Because there, if memory serves, correct me, I think there are three different owners of property within there.
Well, we are the common thread with the fundamental plan and zoning, and then we have gone on to focus our efforts since that plan was adopted with one of the clients that owns the corner with Preston and LBJ where the Sears store was.
The Seritage, and I guess KDC. So what are you working, what's the most fun thing you're doing right now?
Well, one of the most fun things we're doing right now is reimagining and revisioning the Dallas Morning News Channel 8 campus at Young and Houston. Fantastic project with a fantastic client, Ray Washburn. We are imagining new hotels, restaurants, music venues, office space, residential space, green space to create this vibrant district right down there in a super important part of town, right next to the convention center. And so being able to tap into the history of those two media outlets, Channel 8 and Dallas Morning News, are just really, really cool.
It is. Ray Washburn was on the show a couple of months ago. We were talking about this. And I was asking him, it backs up to where the high-speed rail comes back in. And with Union Station right over here, and that, I mean, you're right in the middle of it.
It's a super strategic piece of property. One of our challenges is to unlock the property and connect it back to the city more effectively. It's a little bit of a cul-de-sac is sort of how it's been used for several decades. We want to kind of open it up more and get it to breathe more with the adjacent city.
You know, you and I were talking earlier. You were telling me the question that you always get is, so how much longer can this go on? Yeah. And at least on the financial side, my response would have been, until you stop asking. It's when everybody is complacent, I think, that's when it blindsides.
Yeah. People are being cautious. They're being very considerate about how they proceed with projects. I think there's still there's a healthy amount of discipline in the market from what I can see.
Yeah. Well, Tip Housewright builds neat buildings, and got to keep building them for a while, evidently. And for 34 years, it's been. He's been at OmniPlan, been the CEO here for a good long while. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Great to be here. Enjoyed the visit.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Housewright, join us at krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.